This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
King R&B, man. Jacquees in here with us.
King of R&B. You hear that on every interview you do now, right?
Yeah, everyone.
That's cool. That's what it is.
Yeah.
How y'all doing, bro?
Good, man.
Good, man. We good. How was the show last night?
It's crazy. Sold out.
Yeah, that's why you got to do another one tonight.
They said,
we were just talking, like, I don't know that this is ever, I can't think of a time, we've doing this for a while, where someone went to Ace of Spades, the show sold out so quick, they were like, yo, we got to do another one, like, immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
This is my first tour with back-to-back dates.
Okay, and it's, that's fire.
That's
a blessing. Yeah,
the demand was there, man.
Yeah,
the demand was there. Sacramento loves you, man.
Yeah, I love to say.
You know, I joke with you a little bit about the King of R&B. First of all, I'm a big fan.
You
already know. When you say Jacquees, like, say his name, the King of R&B. That's my dog.
Thank you.
But you know why I like you saying that? And I liked you saying it from the start when you said it. Is I've kind of followed your career and the way you go about music, and I'm a big R&B guy. And it feels like I've always had to believe that you have such a respect for the genre of R&B that you wouldn't just say something like that out of disrespect or out of lack of knowledge.
Of course.
You studied the game. You studied the greats. And you're confident in what you've been able to do up to this point to say, yeah, I'm the king of my generation. I've always loved it. I know you got a lot of pushback for it when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, this isn't just the guy that's flippantly saying something like that. Like, he respects the game.
Yeah, and I put in a lot of work, excuse me, like since day one. A lot of people don't know I've been in the game since I was 15. You know what I'm saying? And I just dropped a documentary. It's called Call Me Quee. It's actually on YouTube. You can stream it for free. And people will get a chance to see, like, why I really said that. I've been looking at the comments. They've been like, oh, wow, I didn't know he put in this much work. He did this and that. Oh, he deserves to, you know, say what he said for his generation for sure. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think y'all should check that out. It's super dope. It's a whole story about, you know, my whole come up and where I'm from and just about all the work I put in up until this point. And super dope. But I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about R&B right now?
Right now I think it's dope. I think a lot of the ladies doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's room for a lot of Jacquees to be on the airways and stuff like that. Cause the type of music I make, I think it's just like the real feel good R&B. You know what I mean?
Yeah, baby making music never gets old.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Can't never get old. We can't never have too many
babies. Are always made.
Yeah,
babies are always made. Make sure y'all go get that baby making album.
Yeah.
And but now I feel good about it. Like I said, I think the ladies doing their thing. There's a couple fellas doing their thing right now. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my thing. I think it's in a good state. I feel it's balanced right now.
You know, last night, a buddy of mine, he was, you know, you had the after party at Tiger or whatever. And he was like, man, Jacquees, he ain't showing up. I said, look. Jacquees going to be there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because one thing that I've noticed about you is that you are about your business.
Facts.
And if your name is on something and they say you're going to show up, I'm there. And if something happens, you'd be like, don't worry, I'll be back. I'm going to honor this. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I love that dedication to your craft.
And
we have a sports show, and I talk all the time about these athletes. I love these athletes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I get frustrated because they look at having to do an interview or having to talk to the media is such a chore, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to talk to these guys. And I'm like, man, this, you guys living a great life. You're doing what you love to do, you know, for a living. Spend the 5 minutes to talk to somebody. And I look at somebody like yourself. I've never seen an interview where you look like you didn't want to be there. Any appearance that's gone on, you've been there, you performed, you've been Jacquees at the performance. Where does that come from for you?
Well, for me, this was my dream. So I ain't somebody that made it and was like, oh, I never wanted to do this. And like, you know, I'm thankful for every opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, I really used to pray on my knees and still do, like in my room in Decatur in the hood, like, man, I want to be a star. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when the time happened, like, I can't take it for granted. Yeah. You know, and every time I come somewhere, I make sure I show up, you know, how I'm supposed to. I remember Birdman told me early, he was like, if you ever feel like you're not going to be yourself, just don't go outside. Because every time you go outside, you got to be who you are. You know what I mean? And that's always been in me anyway. I'm just that type of person. Like, I got that type of energy where my spirit just light up the rooms. And, you know, I'm just going to be there for what I got to do. I'm dedicated. You know what I'm saying? I love what I do, honestly. Like, yeah, I really love what I do. Like, I woke up today, like, I was in the shower just thinking, like, man, it's a blessing that, like, because I was like, man, I got to go to work. Like, this is like work right now. But I'm like, it's a blessing that I get paid to do what I love. Like, this is really what I love. And when I was on the come up, people used to always ask me, like, you want to be rich or famous? I remember I used to always be like, man, I want to be famous. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I knew the money would come behind being famous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was always driven for the craft, not the money, and the money came. You know what I'm saying? But now as a businessman, I understand, like, okay, I have to make this to live, to do this, to do different things like that. So the music became a business, but I still got the same love for it when I wasn't, you know, making money or doing anything.
Right.
It just feel real good to make money off of it. You know what I mean? Like, wow, I get paid to do this.
Yeah.
And it's easy. Like, it's just a piece of cake. Like, the tours, you know, like, I think we work so hard in rehearsals that the show is easy. But, you know, I used to be an athlete, too. Mm-hmm. And I remember my coach used to always tell us, like, man, we go hard in practice. So in the game, it's just like, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I apply that same stuff to the music. Like, even how we go about on the stage, like, I create like a locker room energy in my dressing room. Like, we clap it up before we go out there and everything.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like I get hyped. You know, it's like it's that type of energy. And it all comes from sports mentality. I think a sports mentality is good for music too, because with sports, you got to be on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to show up and play. You know what I'm saying? I remember my coach used to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Look good, play good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And just all that type of stuff. And I just apply it to this. And one thing about me, like you say, I'm always be there and I'm always show up for people because I know they spend their hard earned money to come see me. Like when I say my prayers before the show, I always like bless over the fans because, you know, they got to work and they spend their money to come here. Like, you never know what they had to do and they sacrificed that to be here. So I just be super thankful for that, you know, because I've been at it so long and I'm continuing to see it elevate.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. So I'm always be on time. I'll be on time tonight too. I need everybody to be there.
Ace of Spades tonight, man.
Yeah. You have a favorite athlete?
Yeah, like of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple. Mike Vick, LeBron, Kobe,
Deion.
Deion probably not one of my favorite athletes, but he's one of my favorite athletes, but not my top. Like, he wasn't somebody.
You a little young.
Exactly. I'm younger. Yeah. You feel me? So it's like, When I learned about Deion, I was older, but I still high stepped when I played. You feel me? I got that from him. But Mike Vick for sure would be my number one football player. LeBron would be my number one basketball player.
Because he's the greatest of all time, right?
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I grew up on LeBron.
Hold on. So Michael Jordan just didn't play basketball?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just having a conversation with my man that LeBron's the greatest of all time.
Don't let this man steal. Nah, I ain't going to let him trick me like that. Jordan is Jordan. LeBron is LeBron. You feel me? It's like, I think they both GOATs. Like, I think Jordan is the greatest. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. I think LeBron right behind Jordan. You feel me? I think they all up there.
See? Definitely a two-person conversation.
If I got to watch Jordan, I probably feel different. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I got to really watch LeBron.
Like watching that, man.
03, I really was watching that. Like,
do you put Kobe in that class? Cause
I watched Kobe too.
From I think we're like 10 years apart. So a lot of people in your generation, they look at Kobe as like,
love Kobe.
Like LeBron and Kobe.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what it was for us. Like, I remember the Kobe-LeBron commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Jeezy had, you feel me? Like Kobe, LeBron. I remember all that. Like, we grew up on that. So a lot of my, like, I remember my best friend, Ed, he loved Kobe. Like, he got Lakers tatted, you feel me? And I remember I was just always LeBron, but I love Kobe too.
Yeah.
You feel me? It was just one of them things, like Kobe, LeBron. I was always team LeBron, but I had Kobe jerseys and everything.
Right.
But I was repping for Bron. Yeah. You feel me?
Them Nike puppet commercials, man. Yeah. Never got the payoff.
Yeah. Just got to the finals, man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Good time. congratulations,
thank
father.
You, thank you, you know what I mean? I just got off the phone with my
son.
Yeah,
oh, man, yeah. I know that's a blessing. Somebody told me when I had my son, he's 12 now, but when my wife, my now wife, was pregnant with my son, they told me they had some kids, and I was about 30 years old or whatever. And he said something that stuck with me. He said, congratulations, you got your son coming. Life is all going to make sense at that point. And I had a pretty good grasp on what my life was. So I was like, what you talking about? And then I had my boy, and I saw him, and he was my baby boy, and then we raised him. And I understand that. It always resonated with me. Did you kind of get that feeling where it was like, man, I've got my son now. Like, it's just a different feeling.
Yeah, my son changed my life completely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed him. You feel me? Like, God always know what we need. You know what I'm saying? And he brought him in my life at the perfect time because I was just wilding. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, when you got a son, you're like, okay, I got to lead. Like, I'm already leading a bunch of people, but now I got to be a real leader for my son, you know, and I took it very serious, you know what I'm saying? I just, like, 360 the whole thing I was doing, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to be super great for him.
Yeah.
Like, so people couldn't have nothing bad to say about his pops.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when I look at...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And when I talk to him, I just see me like he himself, but I'd be like, man, like this something I created. You know what I mean? And it's just a blessing. Like, I want to put my best foot forward for him. And all the young men around me, like, I got a young artist named Tyler, you know what I'm saying? And he's a young guy around me. He's 18 years old. I just signed him. And I told him yesterday, like, man, I try to set the greatest example for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all next in line. Like, my nephew, you know what I'm saying? My nephew Rain and my son and just all the youngest that's behind us, little DJ Reckless, all of them. Like, I try to, like, you know, just set a real perfect example. But for my son, I'm going to make sure that I'm just, like, his superhero. You know, I already am. I can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can tell I'm his superhero, yeah. But I'm going to make sure I'm that for life, though.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, for life. That's my dog, though. I feel like he's my best friend already. Like, you see how I said I talked to him. He can't even talk.
I was going to say, like, how old is he?
He 8 months. He'll be 9 months on the 9th.
Okay.
Yep.
You said something there that's interesting. You talk about these young artists. You still a young dude. You 31 years, but you've been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a lot of these cats coming up gravitate towards you because you've been around so not because of your age, but because you've been around the game so long?
Yeah, I think they respect what I do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've been getting a lot of my flowers lately. You know what I'm saying? From the younger folks, you know what I'm saying? Younger than me. Mm-hmm. They be like, man, Jacquees, I grew up on you, bro. Like,
turning into unk status right before
you. You did what I'm saying? They like, man, I've been listening to you rocking with you, so it made me feel good. Like, all right, come on. Like, you know, I feel like I know what to do with R&B. And not even just R&B, like even all music. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know how to push artists and like promote artists. Like, you know, I got my label, FYB Records. One of our artists, he just streamed 1 million. Tyler Watts, Prettiest Girl. You know, that's my young artist, my 18-year-old. He in the 12th grade.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's my artist. You know what I'm saying? Bluff City, my R&B group.
Idea.
Yeah, man. So I got my label, and we pushing. And like I said, it ain't all about just, you know, me pushing R&B. I think I know about all types of music. Mm-hmm. So y'all going to be saying that a lot from me, like the CEO, Jacquees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You feel me?
They call you OG?
Yeah.
The first time they called us OG, it stunned the crap out of me. I was like, what?
Yeah, the young OG, little young OG. Because I'm only 31, like you said. Like, people be having to remind me I'm still young. Like, Tank had to tell me the other day, like, hey, Jacques, you know you still young, right? I was like, yeah, I just been doing it for so long. I guess I just feel like, you're like, yeah, but you still young.
Yeah, man, you're still young and vibrant out
here.
Yeah,
facts.
I want to rewind a little bit because I dropped a little question on him, and I realized the audience might not know. He was talking about his favorite players. I said, Deion. Well, your fiance,
yes,
DeAndre Sanders, well, she soon going to take your name, but Deion Sanders' daughter. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people may not know that. So I wanted to ask you, you're an athlete.
Yeah, I was. Ex-athlete. High school athlete.
Play football, right?
Yeah, I play football.
So being able to now have, being a family with Deion and now Shador and Shiloh and those guys, what are the football conversations? Like, you challenge those guys? I'm like, nah, you was tripping on this one. This guy nice, da-da-da-da. You talk football with those guys?
When I was going to their games, you know, during their college season, when I would go down there and stuff, I'd just be down there to watch them play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just – it was my first time going to being in that college atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Like, down there really in real life. I used to play NCAA on the game, like, with Pat White and all them folks, Reggie Bush,
Pat White.
All that.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Right there. Pat White was cold.
Yeah, it's like, I came from all that. So it's like to get to see Lil Bruh and them doing their thing, it was dope. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. But, like, as far as challenging them in football conversations, nah. You know what I'm saying? Them boys like to talk about other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really be talking to them about their game because that's what they really do.
Yeah.
Like, how I do music, that's how they play ball. Like, yeah, that's music and me balling them. So I ain't
Shador telling you how to hit a note on the next song.
Yeah, but see, bro like music too, so he called me for music sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I remember in a season, bro called me playing me and Birdman rap album on a bus, and bro might send me some of his raps, you know, because he be rapping and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'd be cool. Like, that's kind of like how we relate, you know what I'm saying? Because most athletes love music.
Yeah.
You know, on the low, they all try to rap or sing or do something, so I feel like that's how the rappers and, I mean, not the rappers, but the artists and the athletes connect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Quick question. What's Birdman like? What's Stunna like, man? Because I'm also a big Cash Money fan, so.
Stunna just, Stunna really what you think. You feel me, Birdman, for real.
Yeah.
Like, he really that dude who sit down like this.
Man, Stunna. Yeah, real time. Man, you know,
Jack, what you doing over there?
Man, I've been around Unc for 11 years, since I was 20.
Yeah.
You feel me? I signed the Cash Money when I was 20 years old. So it's family. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to pop out with him in Atlanta two nights ago for the Cash Money tour. It would have been a dream to do that, too, because I grew up dreaming to be Cash Money.
Yeah.
But I had my show in L.A., so, you know, that's super lit. So I'm going to catch them in one of the cities. But it's super dope. Like, I know all the guys. Like, we like family, for real.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it is family. Honestly, it ain't even like family. It's family. I've been down with them before I was 21.
That's what's up.
Yeah, super.
How long is the story you're on right now? You mentioned SAC was the only double stop. How long is
it's
the story?
It's 13 dates, but honestly, I think we getting ready to add some more dates.
Mm.
Okay.
Because it's, like, every show been sold out, thank God.
Mm.
So I think we adding some more.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite song to perform?
On the tour?
Yeah.
My favorite song to perform on the tour.
Let me guess. I want to guess. Okay. B.E.D.
That's one of them. Because I was going to say my entire solo set. I love to do the solo set this tour because it's quick and easy.
Yeah.
But as far as the songs with me and Dave, like what I really love to perform, I love the intro that we do because that's a song we never perform. You know what I'm saying? And it's like we're doing a bunch of records we never sung before. Mm. So I think just that whole first half of me and Dej, I think it's super, super dope. And even the new records like Go So Deep, when we get to perform that, it's super live. It's cold. But getting to perform those mixtape records from 2017 that we never sold, that was all free music, it light the building on fire.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to see that and hear the fans like screaming that from so long ago.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the fans like that's at those shows, they grown now. But when that music came out, it was like in middle school. So I'd be seeing them reposting the videos like, this was my song in middle school, and they like 22 now. It's like crazy. Or if people was 22 then, now they like 30.
Yeah.
You feel me? And they like, this how me and my girl got together. You know, now our relationship feel fresh. I just seen somebody post that. I was like, wow, like, music powerful.
Yeah. B.E.D. and you, that's...
Oh, yeah, them crazy.
Them songs are perfect.
Y'all got to come
songs,
like, records going times. Platinum are, like, impossible now.
Yeah.
Post 2000, what, 5, 10, to get a record that's 4 times platinum is crazy.
Oh, yeah, man, you just went 3 times platinum at the club, just went double platinum.
Mm.
I just got, like, 8 new RIAA certifications.
You still proud of those?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we got a billion streams and like this and that and Spotify this. Like those plaques still.
Oh, yeah. They still mean everything to me. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I really wanted to get in the beginning. Like I got all my plaques in my crib. I just ordered some more for my studio and everything. Like I love to walk by and see that because to me that's what success looked like. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a part of what success looked like. Like this the work. Like mm-hmm. platinum. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like gold. Like. It just it didn't make me turn up to know like I can do it and I can do more. Yeah. You know, I love to look at what I've accomplished.
Yeah.
You know, even in school when honors day used to come, I used to put all my awards on my wall. You feel me? Like, I like to see like what I got going straight on. Up. You feel me?
Jacquees first place reader.
Hey, real talk. Honors day, everything. Beta Club, National Junior Honor Society. I'm hanging my ropes up, graduation cords, everything.
But
bro.
you know why you do that? I believe is because you work to get that.
Exactly. And
nobody handed to you.
Nah,
you
bro, I'm out the mud. I work for everything I got. Ain't nobody give me nothing. Mm-hmm. That's another thing people got to know. I wasn't handed anything. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Everything I got came from the mud. Everything, bro. So I be proud of everything. Everything you see is out the mud.
Yeah.
Everything, bro. And I be proud of that because I'm like, yeah, like you can make it. Like for other people that's in the mud. Like mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I'm like a prime example. Like you can make it. Mm-hmm. Like no matter what. Like no matter what's going on, bro. Like no matter where you come from. You got a biggest dream, like, cause bro, even when I first was coming out, you weren't seeing cats that looked like me singing R&B. Mm. Bro, I was young, with dreads, mm. and I had mm-hmm. braces. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It was like, people was like, "How you gonna make it?"
Yeah.
You feel me? But my mama, my people, they believed in me though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I believed in myself. My community believed in me. My neighborhood, and I made it. And I feel like I made a way for other people that look like me. You know what I'm saying? To come in the game with dreads, singing R&B, like it wasn't like that.
Now,
if you had braces, you could be an R&B singer too. Look,
what was that? I got them too late.
I don't know why the dreads didn't hit me. My man said dreads, but when you said dreads with braces, I was like, oh, I could see why that would be.
Man, it was. I was really that. Like
as an adult, I think we were both adults with braces. That's a tough. Not in front of the world. That's a tough life to live.
I was a kid. I was 15.
You saying that about your image and how you came into the game? I remember the first time I ever saw you, there was some reality show going on. I think Birdman had a reality show.
Yeah, well, I know what you're talking about, the Music Moguls.
Yeah. And he brought you on a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, yo, this is my next artist or whatever. So I'm watching. I see the dreads. I see the jewelry. I was like, oh, he got another rapper. Like, he about to be like Wayne.
I had a grill, too.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, he get on there and he starts singing. I said, wait a minute, a singer? And he tore it up, right?
Thank
but
you,
to your point, I hadn't seen a singer, an R&B singer, look like you at the time.
Facts.
And like you say, you see a lot of that now. But, yeah, that was different for that time, man, mm-hmm. to see you doing that.
People don't be giving me credit for that, dog.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Come I kicked down the dope for y'all boys.
Is there anything about this you don't like?
About the game?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew what was going to come with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I knew what I was signing up for. You know what I'm saying?
So that helps you deal with it more, knowing that it was there?
Yeah, it's like I knew what the game was going to come with. You feel me? It's like the worst part about the game is your people changing. That's what I think. The worst part about it, like when the fame and the money come, is like that just some people can't handle it. And it's like you lose some of the greatest friendships, you know what I'm saying, all behind like greed, envy, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So I think that's the worst part about it. But that don't even just come with music. That come with money and success, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's like the worst part about success.
I always, when we have entertainers in here, I always remind them, like, this is like a sports show that we're doing right now. We have a sports show on ESPN 1320. So we got to talk sports.
Let's do it.
You a Falcons fan?
Yeah. How I mean, just because I'm from the A.
Yeah. How you feel about Penix? How you feel about everybody got going now?
I don't even know who they drafted.
What, the quarterback from last year?
I don't even know, bro. I'm going to keep it 100. Like, I remember when we got rid of bro who came in when we was – you know, bro, who turned up? My buddy who came in, his jersey was selling, and they started selling the quarterback.
Oh,
then they benched him.
Who was the? Now I'm drawing a blank.
You know who we talking about though?
Yeah,
but him. But I mean, the Falcons. Blank. I mean, I know a couple guys like Kyle Pitts. That's my homie. You know what I'm saying? We stayed in the same neighborhood in Atlanta. KP. That's all I really know from the Falcons.
Who's the biggest team in Atlanta? The Falcons, Hawks, Braves. Like, who's
Trae Young, the biggest athlete in the A.
That's my best friend.
We've
been having this conversation. Right. Like, yo, he might need to get up out of Atlanta. But, like, if they traded him, people would be upset, huh?
Yeah, they just need to give Trae somebody. Mm-hmm. Trae the biggest star athlete in Atlanta, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have guessed that. Like, every city's so different. Like, some cities.
I mean,
he's
the biggest to me because it's like, yeah, Trae Young.
Yeah.
Like, even the name, it's just like, yeah, that's Trae Young. Trae Young, the biggest. Ice. Yeah. He the biggest.
I like Trae Young.
Yeah, Trae Young, the biggest. And he the, yeah, he the, Trae probably the flyest young athlete, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and he cool, he smooth.
He's got
you
a style to him.
Yeah, he, mm-hmm. yeah, he's smooth, and he just, Trae just by the way. I sung in Trae Wedding. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Out there in the Bahamas, wherever we was at. Yeah. Across the water somewhere. That's my dog, though. I met Trae when he first got in the league, when he was young. Mm-hmm. Came to my 4275 tour. That's my first album tour.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah, young. He wasn't even 21. You feel me? He was telling me how he was going to have his 21st birthday and stuff. I was like, dang, these boys. You feel me? It was cool, though. You feel me? That's my dog, though.
Ace of Spades tonight, man. What's the show look like? I mean, you just did it last night in front of a sold-out crowd. What's tonight going to look like? Tonight's going to be crazy, too, because everybody already going to be on one.
Yeah, yeah. Tonight is going to be lit. I mean, last night was lit. The first night, it was energy. Tonight, we just going to have a little bit more fun. You know what I'm saying? We're going to turn them up some more.
That's
you know what I'm saying? It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be one of them nights.
Come on, man. The king of Ace R&B. Of
yeah,
king
man.
R&B, my Ace boy, Jacquees.
Yeah, man. I'm going to be
We appreciate you, man. Thanks for pulling up. Thanks for spending so much time with us. Our man, Leezy, driving you around, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate
Thank you.
Leezy, man.
That's our man, Jacquees, right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.